away from them?
Well, we started out real well in the first quarter, good pace with the ball movement, and Hampton made some really good adjustments, and we weren't very aggressive attacking. Attacking their zone. And, you know, you don't shoot the ball well. Hampton did a good job with their adjustments and making us play their game, and we never got in their game tonight.
And can you talk about, you know, you said they never really attacked your zone. Was that the main thing they were doing that was kind of keeping your offense in check tonight?
They were packing it tight, doubling, tripling in the post after we hurt them early in the post quite a bit. And they made some good adjustments, and, you know, when you shoot two for 21 from the three-point, or, well, we hit one at the end, something like 3 for 22 from the three-point line. It's going to be for a long night when you're not getting those, and where we didn't do a good job, instead of settling for those threes, we got to attack with those when they're so focused inside and get some of those good mid-range looks.
Yeah. Now, looking ahead, you guys have Solon North for tomorrow, conference play. It's short turnaround time. Is that going to pose some issues for you guys on the end of that game?
It's our fourth game. It'll be our fourth game this week. It's been a rough week. We had a pretty loaded schedule, you know. I don't believe it'll be a problem. It hurts anytime you lose, and I just want to see the girls come back and respond, you know. Going back on your question about the game, too, you know, really when we made a real good run right there, we gave up six, didn't get good rotations in our press trying to get our tempo back. Early in that fourth quarter, we gave up 6 points to the big girl in transition, not getting the correct rotations. And that, those buckets came up real big, especially you can see the score at the end. And it's just early season. We got to learn from it and do a better job of executing our defenses and being in our spots, our rotation spots.